Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Good day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience. This is a time of prayer. We're getting ready to bombard with prayer and release the prayer into the land. So many of us right now in this window of this week, the enemy is trying to cast stumbling blocks before you to deviate you with frustration, spiritual death, mind control, the thoughts of the mind that being under horrendous attack, suicidal, heaviness and bitterness, loneliness, words that you're hearing and speaking. The enemy is even speaking to many people's minds, speaking to them about different things that is not even true. He's creating a frequency in your earway, your gateway, your mindset. We know that what the enemy is doing is horrendous, but the kingdom of God inside of you must come out of the genuineness of you based upon the genesis of the word of God. So many of us, we're getting ready to enter into the season of the genius in your life, and so many gigantic things are about to explode in your life like never before. We are in an unusual time in the earth realm where the unlimited power and sources that are in you are getting ready to manifest. That's why you're battling with territorial entities and old mindset that's trying to deviate you from the victory at hand. Isn't it interesting? People you're talking to, it's literally like they are in a state of a delusion, trying to get you to buy into it, because for centuries and years, their mind has not changed. The ancient of days are raising up now mantles that have never even ever been talked about in this dispensation or even dispensation before now, because they've been hidden in the scrolls, in the hieroglyphics, in the writing. Many things are about to come to pass in our lives. And that's why the Gregorian calendar was set the way it was set, because when they found out all of the secrets and all of the things that the Moors were doing, the ancient Jews, the bloodline, and they found out about the powerful source of the melon of the people, they begin to deviate the course. So now we're coming into knowing who we are in God, what we are in God, and the power. That's why when you get people talking about you got to see God outside, that's all part of the ancient Jesuit order in the Catholic Church. They start for idols. They created a Jesus. They manipulated who they want people to be. They gave you rosaries, and they had you to chant after those. And that's why most people don't want to seek for the inner part of them to understand the great God that's inside them. The Lord is requiring us to know who we are in this dispensation of time. He wants you to gravitate towards what's in you. And most people are afraid of what they are and what they are and who they are because they've been taught by a European mindset that you're no good, you're not successful, you can't have. They've been taught by slavery and bondages and many things. But God is not going to allow you to miss it if you hear his voice. The Bible said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. You must hear him. Jeremiah 33:3 said, if you call upon my name, I will do what I will answer who? You, not anybody outside of you, not relationships outside of you, not people outside of you, not social media, mainstream media, not conversation. He said, call upon my name, I will answer you, and then I will show you great and mighty things which you don't even know about. We're getting ready to tap into stuff in us we didn't even know exists. Our parents can tell us about. Our ancestors can tell us about. Our family can tell us about. People we didn't know. You have to remember the fallen angels already knew. When God said, let us make man, he understood that something inside you for this hour that you're going to be in will be so greater than any monumental task you can be defined. They can't even find you on the Richter scale. You know why? Because they're creating things. They don't even know who you are. You in a body but out of the body. You don't even know. Brother, in the body, out of the body, they know. You were taken into a paradise in the presence of God. The enemy is trying to confuse you about where you're going and what, where you are. The success that's been written about your story. We keep letting religious, institutional people keep defining us by a title, or by laying hands on you, by projecting you, by giving you their words and not God's words. You don't have to give me a word. I am the word. You become the word. You open up the word. A word, open the word. That's why I said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So if you the word, and I come and prophesy the word, what I'm doing is prophesy into the word that's opening you up for the word. So when you open up the word knows the word, and the word connects with the word, and then the word becomes life. It becomes flesh. If I speak prophetically over your life, then I spoke to the word that became flesh, and the word had life and had power and authority. But people don't even understand words. That's why they don't understand the power of words. You are God's chosen. He collectively has selected you for right now. There was no other time in history or the historicity of the earth you were supposed to be here. There was no other time that was invented for you. Your DNA in the spiritual world had climaxed you for right now. There was no other influences in the bloodline. Brother, if you were supposed to be aborted, a mission, a father or mother, he told Jeremiah, I suspend parental rights because I know you were supposed to be here. So if your mother and father have an issue, if they debate in court over a lawsuit or child support over who's supposed to be what, if they divorce, I don't give them a right to what I've already established for right now. You are the word, the spoken word. Some of you are walking in such a unique place in God right now. You are such a strategic place that the Lord has established for right now. He has positioned you for this very moment. You have been created for this very hour. And you're worried about a birth certificate. You have the birthmark and the birthright. Everything is designed for you. It's made for you. Some of the houses you're living in, you're living in because that's the only the money you can afford. Look at the ideas that you have inside you to give you the many mansions that you want. The word of God says, I believe it's in John 14, he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Look at that, many dimensions. That word actually in the Greek means spaces or places. That's a space that God wants you to house. There's a place that God wants you to be at. There's things that God wants you to walk into. Let me tell you something. Don't be moved by what you're seeing in the world. We know that demons are here, spirits are here, forces are here, the world is what it is, there's spiritual wickedness, demonic activity, there's power that's trying to stop us, there's forces that are trying to manipulate us, there's things that are trying to kill you, but there's a space that God has for you called dwelling. If you dwell in a dimension in God, no matter what happens, there cannot be anything come nigh your dwelling place. He says it in his word. Now watch this. I want you to hear this. He says it in his word. So look at this. If in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word became flesh, he said there will be nothing that deny us in his dwelling place. If you dwell in the word, the dwelling, if you are the word, it's dwelling in the word. It's dwelling in you. You are the dwelling place for the word. You are the ark of the covenant. You carry and house the sound, the depth, the will, the places, the names of God. You're not in Noah's ark. That's an animal kingdom. That's why you have people that love bestiality. They have animals. They think from that place. You are a different pedigree. You breathe from a totally different place. Many of us, we own the earth, but we're not even in the earth. We in a house, but we're not even in a house. We in a place, but we're not even in a place. We here, but we're not here. People that try to figure you out, but they can't figure you out, so they try to create what you'll become. If you ever notice, everything that's designed is created from social, or what we call television. What does television mean? Teleport, television, telestory, all of these things are part of that. All of those things are part of what they want you to believe. Let me tell you something. Beloved, in this week that we in and where we about to launch, look at the enemy. If many of you listened to Tuesday night what I shared and revealed to the people, you would miss it. But if you have an agenda and your mind is not on God, you'll say things like, I see a devil. I hear what's coming out of his mouth. That's not coming out of my mouth. If you tapped into the spirit realm, you would have known that it was a demonic presence that was interfering with our technology. Because you got so many fickle-minded, slow-minded people who don't understand the spirit world, but they got these titles that have no oil on it because they're not even at the level. So you look at me and you try to create something. But let me tell Jezebel and Ahab and all of the witches, you don't make me. I'm not afraid of you. I'm not intimidated by you. I don't even have to answer to you. I don't have to sit down and discuss anything about me. I operate from a totally different dimension in the spirit realm. If you sit down with me, it's an honor for me to listen to you. If you talk to me, it's an honor for me to give you an opportunity. Because in the spirit realm, I don't give illusional and delusional people that don't understand the God that we understand. If you're watching what's going on, look at when we opened up our mouth and took us into spirit realm. Look at the interfere. Look at the challenge. And you focus on what you thought you heard. Let me tell you something. When you operate in the spiritual dimension of God, we should be all on the same accord. But when you're not connected to the cord, you're not connected to the realm. And you're not connected to the realm, you're not connected to the dimension. And you're not connected to the dimension, you're not connected to the space. And you're not connected to the space. And obviously, you're somewhere else. You're with us, but not with us. Because in the kingdom of God, there is a battle going on. And we don't have time to wage wars with the lying spirit in the earth realm. We don't have time to deal with illegal activity that's in your spiritual persona. We don't have time for that. The hour is at hand. We are at a critical state in the earth realm. In your mouth is a 911. Open your mouth and the counsel of the will of God will move over your issue. Open your mouth and speak to your giants. Your mountain knows your frequency. Your mountain knows your depth. Your mountain knows your current. But because copycatters and because most of us are scammers in the spirit. We don't know how to operate in the present. Here's what Paul did in the Word of God. Touch your people and say, we just shifted again on a Wednesday. Here we are. Let's look at the book of Acts, chapter number 19, Acts 19. Here is Paul. Now look at the power of the influence Paul had in Ephesians. Look at the power he had in what? The entire region. He had this power over the region. He had this power over the region. Here's what he did. Now listen. And he went. This is Acts 19, verse 8. And he went into the synagogue, spake boldly for a space. Notice right here, space. Now, if I take you over to the Word of God, in the book of John, chapter 14, when Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions, he said, in my Father's house are many spaces. That word mansion means spaces. Paul understood it here. In my Father's house are many spaces. He called it many mansions. So when you look at the wording and the usage of languages and understand the historicity of writing scrolls, the language that's been created, translator use it based upon what they see can work. So if we're using a Greek word, then the Greek language will say it's a mansion. It means a space. So when they say in my Father's house are many mansions, when you look at the word mansion, you're looking at a beautiful place. Now let me break this out. You're looking at an awesome place. You're looking at a place where you can live at a house. It's expensive. It's wealthy. It's everything you need. It's your dream house. So let's go there. In my Father's house are many mansions, spaces, beautiful things, dreams, a place with many rooms, everything you need, all of the glory. So let's take it like that. So now let's go back over here and break it down. Some people say, he's teaching us today. He's teaching us today. He's breaking some stuff out. He said he went into the synagogue and paid only for a space. What? 3 months. What did I say? That's 90 days. 90 days. 3 months. January 1st, 1201. 90 days, people of God. 90 days. Watch. As well as pray. But it's going to be critical for you to meditate. Take time and meditate. There is a dimension in the spirit realm that God wants to introduce you to that you never experienced in all of your life of living or even ministry. It's a 3 month. Disputing, persuading the things concerning what? The kingdom, not church, not religion, not religiosity, not what people told you, not fivefold ministry, not apostolic, not prophetic, not Baptist, not Pentecostal, none of the above, not a Latter-day Saint, none of those above, not Catholicism, but the kingdom of who? God. This word actually went from being called God. It was Elohim. So they use the word, they replace it with the word God. So you say, from the what? From the kingdom of who? Elohim. But they call it God. But when the divers, now listen to this, when the divers were hindered and believed not, but spake evil that way before the multitude, he departed them and separated the disciples. Disciple means learners of Yeshua, or learners of him, disputing daily in the school of one Kairos. And this continually for the space again. There you go. Do you see that word space again? You can use the word mansion, space again, of 2 years. so that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord, both Jews and Gentiles, Jews and Greek. So they all heard it. Jews and Greek is what it is. Number 11. And Elohim, God, wrought special miracles. The word wrought here. Power, the wrought of God. He gave, he had special miracles. Look at how powerful that is. He wrought special miracles. By what? Listen to this. Listen to this. The power that's in you, the things that are in you are so powerful. He wrought special miracles. Man, look at that. He wrought special miracles. And wrought means work. Special work. Special level. Work. Here's what he did. Until he wrought special miracles by the hand of Paul, so that from his body, now look at that, from his body was brought unto the sick handkerchief or apron, and the disciples and the disease departed from them, and an evil spirit went out. There's a level in you that demon power, influence, airborne, chemtrail, chemicals in water. Even Elijah did that when they sent the poisoned food. He stirred it up. They didn't die. You have power to tread upon scorpions and serpents. And if you drink any deadly thing, it will not harm you, because there's a place in God where poison will not have access to his presence. Write that down. Poison will not have access to his presence. Poison will not have access to his presence. Poison will not have access to his presence. When you enter into 2022, they know that the melon of your body in the universal presence of eternity in the universe must respond to the melon people. And poison will not be able to affect the presence of God in you. That's why they're attacking. That's why they're doing what they need to do. That's why they're trying to change new chemicals. That's why they're trying to come up with new inventions. That's why they're trying to get into your body. That's why they're sending an assault out into the earth realm right now at an alarming rate in your atmosphere, because they know that the poison will not stop the presence in you. Look at all the churches. Again, they decided to say, well, we're going to not have service on New Year's night. So half of their members going to go to clubs, to parties, around hanging with their friends. Some are staying in their house because they know when you gather together, there's a powerful wind that's blowing. There's a powerful persona. If you study the Gregorian calendar and where it started from and its origins of what was it all about, many of you will be amazed of why you even want to be on a map or a calendar of a month. Things that God is revealing to us in the land, in the earth, that is so powerful and so to the presence of God that demon influence that's in people are trying to dispute what you hear and you know from God, because they're trying to tell you it's not from God. It is, but it's not from their God. It's from Elohim and the angelic angels who are maneuvering in the earth realm. The spirit of interpretation of tongues has always been here, but they're trying to teach you a tongue or divers languages, and you're not picking up the interpretation of the sound of the languages that's being spoken. People of God, saints of the Most High. Something happening to Prophet Matthew that is outside the norm. And I'm not going to allow anybody on my watch to miss the wind that's blowing. And certainly it's a wind that's blowing in the earth realm that's about to shake up continents, about to shake up people's lives, about to shake us all up. That's why many of you right now, you are at a restless place. You sleeping, but you really not sleep. You close your eyes for 10 minutes, it looks like you slept for 5 days. God has you in a transcendent state that is so powerful, it scares you. You don't even know where you're at. Some of you don't even want to hang with people, and you have to associate with them just for the sake of conversation. Because you in the unnormed. You are the inner body, out of the body experience. You don't even know. Because of where you are at in the kingdom of God, they know that there is something happening in the world, in the earth, that is about to shake up. That's why the 3-year plan, the 72 months, the 36 months that they strategically worked everything out, it's not working. It is not working. That's why they knew if they put a president in office that deals with all kinds of, he ain't making no decision. He is not making the choices in the earth realm. Look at this. If you operate in the dimensions of God, and you operate and you listen to somebody from dementia, they're not here. They're not even on the earth. If you operate in a presence of God at the highest peak, now think about this. Here we are, the nation that's supposed to dominate the world, USA. We're the dominating world. And at the highest power, a person is dealing with what they're dealing with. Think of their culture. Think of their people. If they allow that at the highest peak, do you imagine where we are as a people? That's nothing new. You have to know where you are at in your walk with God. The Lord has given us all the code. He's letting us see all of the things that are existing. He's letting us feel and know what is going on. We are in total revolt against the very constitutionality of the United States. It's a revolt against itself. A people that's in revolt against itself will self-destruct. Let me tell you something. We're literally watching a Pompeii. Go study Pompeii, the country that just sailed out overnight, Pompeii. We're just watching a modern-day Pompeii in the earth there. And we're watching it just slowly become what it is. The Word of God said, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Now, isn't it interesting? He called Ezekiel Son of Man. Isn't it interesting that in you is the sonship and the sun is arising on the melon people and the Son of Men are coming forth? You waiting for a sign when you are in the sonship of the Son of Man. It's in you. It's in you. In the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. You have to remember, in chapter number 6, they slept with the daughters of men, and they impregnated them with giants. Now, we're in a spiritual move in the land were men and women of God operating in sonship. The gene that they try to use with the corona, which is the word crowd, in the gene, in the neural, look at, they show you it already in the research. How to stop you. They gave you the beer, then they gave you the city, now they're giving you the disease. So between drinking, living, and now manifesting it, you are a powerful carrier of something so great, something so powerful. If they can call out the scientists, if they can call out the researchers, if they can call out the archaeologists, the zoologists, look at all of these major findings in the earth right now. Look at the discovery of things that find that you never thought. They're going billions of years, and they're bringing it back up. They're finding. They are amazing. Look at what they're trying to do in the continent. Look at what they're trying to do in the mixing of the breed. Look at what they're trying to do. You focus on a pandemic. God is preparing you for the presence of his greatness of sonship in the earth realm that's going to change the hand of time. Let me tell you something. The Gregorian calendar was designed to change the hand of time. It was designed to redistribute the very mass of the earth, of the people who understood, the ancestors who knew and understood the times and the seasons. They understood the mapping. They watched the sun as the sundial went around seven times or backwards. They knew when the wind blew. They understood that. If I can take you from dealing with nature to being controlled by a time capsule or watch, then I can deviate you from understanding what's about to befall the people in the earth now. In 2020, when all seven continents were in alignment, and they said it after May 25th, 2020, the setup of 2020. Now listen to this. The setup of 2020, May 25th, 2020. Think about it. Power Horn, Minnesota. It is a man walks in the store with a counterfeit $20 bill. He's a 32nd degree Mason. 32nd degree Mason. He's already sold to the plan. There's a white officer who's also a Mason too. Now watch this. When you understand secret societies and how when they bow to these ancient spirits through each level of masonry, they now sell their soul. Their assignment was to go and do what was done. God just allowed seeds to be broken and mixed up. The enemy, what he meant for bad, God just exposed it in the layers. Power Horn, if you study the word Power Horn, you will know that Power Horn comes from the ancient word, or the ancient word meaning gunpowder. Back in the day, they used to take horn from a bull or horn from a goat or whatever, and they put gunpowder in it. And it was the preparation to let the world know in the Masonic order, the Jesuit order, the secret society, through all of those noble birthdays and those eugenics, that we officially set the stage for what's about to happen in the earth. We're getting ready to create a genocide, so we establish Powerhorn, Minnesota, May 25th, 2020, and we use a counterfeit $20 bill, a counterfeit $20 bill, to let them know that prepare, it's going to be a counterfeit event in the land. And we're going to use this to incite events in the earth web over the lives of the people, over the world. And we're going to use it. That's why when you look at the timing for which the man had his head on his knee on his head, think about the timing. Hear the word, I can't breathe. They want you, these are all a coded system. Look at the plan that they had. And then look at the what transpired out of it, people. Now you have what? You have gunshed in the land. And what do you see? It now begins. Then here's what you get. Then you get a movement of a perverted homosexual lesbian movement called Black Lives Matter to take a movement and deal with what we call civil rights and don't deal with human rights. And we promote it and we work. When if you read the original agenda of it, it mentions queer, it mentions homosexual, it mentions perverted. It mentions everything that deviates the plan of God. And so you buy into it because they knew that if we could create the emotion of the melon people and the leadership, who most of them are secret society masons, part of fraternity, we already dominate you. We just control your leadership. And that's why you see a rising and a falling coming in the land. Then later that year, look at all of these leaders start leaving the scene at an alarming rate. And they were leaving. See, you can't make a covenant and not leave. Write this word down, collateral damage. You can't be part of a covenant and there not be collateral damage. So when you connect to the wrong people and make a covenant with them, it's collateral damage. That's proven in any law of nature. Collateral damage in the land. I'm not trying to take people away. I want you to understand what is about to happen in the earth. Wow. And it cannot be stopped. See, once the enemy starts a war with the kingdom of God, it's too late. They can't retreat. When the devil, Satan, Nephilim, you could call them, when they wage war, it was too late. They cannot stop the power that's getting ready to overtake. They cannot stop it. It cannot be stopped at this time. The fate of the enemy is doom and gloom. The fate of Satan is doom and gloom. So they create things to make it look like they're going to have the victory. It's doom and it's gloom and a fate of the enemy is at stake. Now, here's the problem. So you can know. You say, well, this person was powerful. This person was from God. This person was from anointed. No, they made themselves look. See, the word of God said there's a form of godliness denying the power. There are people who were counterfeits all the time. They came in the name, but they didn't know they would have to pay a price tag. Look at Judas. Look at what he did. See, you have to understand collateral damage. So what you thought was powerful, people were using the mastery of an illusion on many people, from pulpit, ministry gift, the charisma, you know, all through the years they had all of these movements. Now it's come to the head. It's come to the head. Think of it. You made a covenant and told your wishful master that your covenant will be your family. Look at the Kennedy family. Look at what the father covenant he made. Look what he did. Look at some of these other families. They made a covenant. So the word of God says Satan visited the third and fourth generation of what? The iniquities of the father. And you have to be very careful in the hour that you're in to know what is above us and what is happening and what is coming and what is transpiring in the land. That's why people in the world, they don't want you to know. They don't want anything to be revealed. They don't want you to feel and see and experience what is happening. So now what you have after the 27th is seven continents, 7 billion plus people were all in alignment from Australia all the way to Asia, to Brazil, to South America, to North America, even to the Arctic climate. And that was shown by the wind precipitation of the weather. Everything was in total alignment as it relates to what? Justice. Justice. Now, what you're watching is 2021 comes in. It kicks in. One of the most craziest elections in history. Look at what transpired. Now, we're getting ready to go into 2022. We're in a place, beloved, that is unknown to the very angels themselves. See, God is so powerful in what he does. He spoke to the counsel of his own will. There's something that are not even revealed to them, that God has his hand on us. Yes, we see what's going on. Yes, we watch what's going on. But look at the collateral damage of the enemy. They don't report that. Let me share something with you about enemies. You know, enemies of us, they don't talk about their collateral damages. It's only us that talks about our damages. They don't discuss it because they know that it's just a sacrifice. They know that they already made a covenant. They already know you have to do this for this. We, on the other hand, we tell the whole world. Let me tell you something about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is so powerful than anything. Just think about it. We're just in the earth. We're considered earth. Think about the universe. There are many other universes out there far greater than us. And we're just a little pot in a giant, gigantuan of the kingdom of God. You're baiting, fighting, battling over superficial things. When you tap into 2022, I told you it would be the year of the unknown. God will take you from where you at into other universes, to other places. There will be places that you will take your conscious into. God will reveal to you some of the greatest things of the earth, man, you will ever experience. You wouldn't even fathom what he's going to reveal to his people up to now. We're in a very powerful time, thanks to God. And many of you, oh, I want to see my shadow heal people, but you don't have the sun. Ari, I want to see great miracles. Open your mouth, because you keep walking with a drawback spirit. You don't have it. I'm believing God for all of these things. Believe in God, or do you have him in you to make it happen with the power that you have? Do you let your credit report determine your plan for God? He's already giving you everything that you need. And now, you wasted enough of your time on foolish disgrandizement in the earth realm. Now it's time for the true business and the true believers to rise to the occasion. Look at what they're doing. They already told you Matrix, what? The resurrection is coming. So they're already letting you know. They're already calling out the codes and the signs of the rest of the Nephilim and the secret societies and all of those and letting them know. Watch the movie. It's going to give you all the rest of the codes because they're going to try to do what they need to do, but it's too late. Hollywood was known for its great illusion and delusion and its more pervertedness than ever before. It's awesome human trafficking and demonic blood sucking, blood sacrifice system. That's nothing new in it. From Walt Disney to Warner Brothers, you name it, to Paramount, the list goes on. These are families and the bloodline that they have at the end. Why do you say that, Prophet Matthews? Because on April the 9th, 2021, when Prince Philip left the earth realm, one of the highest ranking power sources of the ancient royal family, the father of Prince Charles, who married Prince Diana and had the grandson, Harry and Philip, who married Meghan and have a wonderful little mixed child, they already understood that if they can't keep that baby in the Vatican Wimsler Tower, where the secret society and those dungeons are hidden, they needed his blood, and they needed just a little of the blood to do what they needed to do. And that son, think about it, who will risk $58 billion and all that he had to give up his royal family to protect his son? His mother told him years ago, you will have a child. He will be next. He will be the one that will be a code breaker for the generation to come. 2021, 2022. He's a powerful child. Now just imagine. Look at Yeshua. All y'all was celebrating that pagan stuff. Y'all was in there Christmas shopping and doing all that stuff. Y'all was doing that Jesus Christ born day. It's Jesus Day, born day. Y'all was coming to y'all. It's his born day. Y'all was celebrating that sun goddess. That's what you were doing. Anyway. And some of you still going to do it no matter. And then you're going to run around, I'm saved, shaken fast, filled with the Holy Ghost, fire baptized, and I'm finished still. Just go sit yourself down. You celebrating them, Ryan. And you celebrate all that pagan stuff. And then you run around here trying to sell me holiness. But I'm going to make some of y'all mad. Y'all going to get mad at me. Got the tree up, all that ancient stuff in your house, calling them most spirits to operate, tree spirit. Okay, let me finish up. Anyway, so here it is. Think about it. How old is his child? Think about it. How old is his son? Think about it. Go Google it real quick. See how old this little child is. Think about it. Look at his age right now. A male child. His age. Wimsler Tower. The secret castle. Where the power has the duchess. The power of the royal family. Who rules and dominate the church in England. I haven't even talked about the President of the United States when he came on June 6th and 7th. I'm just giving you just a little bitty taste of what you're about to experience in 2022. Hands down. And nobody can refute it. That's why they sent a special agent 2 weeks ago in our church and said in there, he didn't think I'd know. And then he got up and left because he didn't realize what he was handling. See, you have to understand the power that you carry and the thing. So all of my leadership, they're excited and praising the Lord. And they got to wake up because they don't even understand. I'm trying to protect them and watch the house myself and still preach and had a cold and still got to move. But they said in the cheap method would be just foolishness. I ain't got time for that. That's for free. I just let you know. This young man walks in the church. He sits there, light skinned, sitting in the back, quiet, messing with his Texas. Now, I'm listening. I'm looking. And Holy Ghost said, keep your eye on him. I'm going to reveal something. Don't keep your eye. People, when you speak, then look him in the face. As soon as I start going into the prophetic, he gets up, walks out. We haven't even seen him since. See, you have to know what God is doing in the earth realm. So only thing I was saying to the people on Tuesday night is what they know that I know. And I'm revealing it to you so you can know what I know. And you can see what I see. Because everybody needs a prophet in their life. We're not talking about a title. We're not talking about your twos and threes and three. We're talking about a time period in the earth realm that's getting ready to unveil. It's written in the scroll. It's written in the hieroglyphics. It's written on the wall. It's already in existence. And it's hidden. It's hidden. Look at this. If the colonial system is dominated by England and England celebrates the great spirit of Queen Elizabeth Jezebel, who dominates the Caribbean seas, which is the largest seas and the deepest seas in the entire world, that's a lot of power that she has. And so if her mates leave here, then you disengage the marriage. Now listen to this. So at age 99, on the fourth month, in the ninth day, at age 99, and I already told you, keep your eyes on the royal family. Don't take your eyes off of the royal family. And some do it. It's okay. When Prince Harry already met with Oprah Winfrey with her child, look at the pattern. Look at the dad. I'm telling you, thank to God, you need a prophet in your life. I'm giving you all of the codes so you can know what God is getting ready to do for his people in this dispensation. Don't feel you lost. Don't look down like it's over. It's already in Matthew 24, the beginning of sorrow, and it won't be the end. There are people that God chose for this time in the earth realm. You have been chosen. Do you realize the fight that I have? Do you realize the warfare? Many of you see me, and you look like, wow. Do you understand the data, the information, the protection that God has to give me to release this to the world, to people, and all of this? What's happening? What's coming? What's befalling the people? Just imagine. You can even fathom it. Some of you wouldn't be able to handle it. You'd be in a mental institution on medication, or probably committed suicide. The stuff that God reveals, codes, number system, taking you out in the spirit, coming back into the house, breathing, dealing with things, to show to to warn the people, prepare the remnant. Let them know things are happening. But anyway, back to Queen Elizabeth. See, they know that that child is a masterpiece for the peace that they need. Look at what they did to Moses. Now they had to put him in the water, throw him out there. He had to go to Pharaoh's house. He had to let the enemy keep him. Look at Yeshua. They had to take him and hide him because of Herod looking for children 2 years and under to destroy. Look at what they're doing. The same thing now in the earth land. Nothing new under the sun. Even the president told you all, if you don't study your history, you're bound to repeat it. Then there's a few black guys. Oh, you see what he's saying? He was really trying to give y'all a code to understand. If you don't understand your history, black America, you'll miss what's getting ready to come to you in 2022. The secrets are being revealed to you. So prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. There's things that cannot be stopped generationally. The Ancient of Days clock is on. Everything that they're doing over in the Dutchess country, because that's what Africa is. Africa, Dutch name, Emperor Afghanistan. All of the original stuff is still there. It just changed the name. Same for you. It changed the name. Look at what they did in 22. They gave your children shots. Then they did it again. Then they did it again. Then they did it again. So you became immune, and they still cannot kill you or take you out. They up the dosage. They cannot kill you. Now they're changing the dosage. They can't kill you. Then they're experimenting with the dosage. They can't kill you. They told you all the hot spots in your country, city, and town, and they still couldn't stop you. They design everything. They're trying to do everything in their power. Cannot stop. So, it is Mother Elizabeth. This is interesting. Mary and Elizabeth came together and the baby left. Poor, poor queen. She knows the sun is setting. And many of you know it too. And everybody else knows. Sun is setting. It's the sun is setting, people of God. Believe me. The sun is setting. And there's a rising up. Look at all that confusion going on in those family, brothers, all of them. They're battling for places, position, power. The sun is setting. So the president, you already knew. I cannot do anything with this. The president will leave the White House, walk down Pennsylvania Avenue, over to an Episcopal building, stop, turn, hold a Bible up, and just stand there to pose for a picture. How many of you all know, if you didn't get it then, you will never get it. Who does that? Those that are part of the secret society. It's a code to let them know, guess what? We are in prophetic Bible fulfillment, and there's nothing we can do. And if you're part of the secret society in the Mason order, you only do that in the back rooms of the Order of the Masonic Hall. So therefore, we had to come out of the perimeter of the Masonic Circle and go where the queen who rules England, who dominates the colonial states, colonized colonial, to send a sign to let her know, to let her know the Church of England, Queen Elizabeth, you have to know its fulfillment in the earth realm. What I'm dealing with, there's no control now. All seven continents is in alignment. Everybody is in alignment. There's nothing that can be stopped at this time. So therefore, you have to open up the Royal Chronicle. That's in already in Esther chapter number 6, the Royal Chronicle. King Ahasuerus called for the Royal Chronicle. So look at it real quickly right now. Give me a quick second. He tells, guess who he tells? Speaks to his noble. He invites Haman to the table. And he reads the Royal Chronicle. And it says in the Royal Chronicle, guess what? That Mordecai protected the crown, protected the great king. Mordecai. Look at what Mordecai means. That's just for free. So here's the pattern. When she gets the order of that from Windsor Tower, if you go back and Google, you'll see her on the horse, riding the horse. All of these things are prophetic codes. It's already encoded and encrypted. That's why you hear about cryptocurrency. It's encrypted. It's already encrypted. That means it can't be changed. It's already encrypted. They have the data, so she reads it. Her husband knows, uh-oh, the time is limited. Yes, it's a limited task. So they all know that it's going to happen. What we're experiencing, it cannot be stopped, people of God. It cannot. It's already done. So here it is, Mother Elizabeth. She knows. So she must let all of them know. She must now open the Royal Chronicle. And the Royal Chronicle takes you back in chronological order of what the scrolls have said about this time in history. It gives you specific details of the event. Her Royal Chronicle has to match the Jesuit order. And the Jesuit order must let the Pope know. And all of those orders around the world must know that this dimensional realm that we are in is a realm that cannot be stopped. They go into the vault of all of the information they have that they've taken from around the world hidden. And you know what they can? They said, wow, this is the time. We can't do anything, period. This thing, that's why you see all of what you're watching. You see all of what's happening. And you see none of the people with knowledge and understanding. People still jumping and shouting, clapping their hands, going to church, coming back, sanctimonious. Just doing a religious thing and watching a wind that's blowing in the land. And it's coming your way. I'm going to speak for myself, okay? I ain't going to speak for nobody else. It's coming my way. And I am not going to miss it. On foolishness, and people hearing a demon coming out of my mouth when they got a demon in their heart. That's what I said. And I'm not going to miss it. Why? Because I understand the plan. A pandemic, I understand everything in effect. Nothing new about Fauci. Study his background. Study his medication system. Study his coding system. Ain't nothing new. Hey, this ain't nothing new that Peter Pan been doing. Ain't nothing new. That's been going on from the AIDS crisis to the 70s, all the way to now. Nothing new. Under the whatever number of presidents, 5, 6, or 7, whatever. Nothing. Her husband knew. Her family knew. They all knew. The Catholic Church know. They know. All the orders know. European know. China know. Russia know. Korea know. North and South. They know. Over in Africa, they know. Over in Asia, they know. South America, know. Australia, know. All 7 continents are in a alignment in the axle of the universe. If you study the universe, look at how the sky are lined up. The stars, look at the elements, the male and the female psychic of the universe. It's all in the light. The only thing they did is they took it and made a witchcraft, but those are designed by God. So everything is in alignment. It's just that you are all out of alignment. They made you out of alignment. Your body. Look at what he's doing. Your mind, look at what he's doing. Your thought, look at what he's doing. The focal, cerebellum, all, think about it. Look at what's being loose to us at a level unprecedented in the land, precedented in the land. Look at what's happening. Look at what's transpiring. Look at the enemy that was being exposed. You have been selected. So they know they have a short window, and they're doing everything in their power from the mainstream media, FCC, Federal Communication Center, or Federal Communication, whatever that is. No. What's happening? They see it. They know. And they recognize it's too late now. They cannot stop. They did it and try to abort our children. We fell for it. They just try to destroy the black male in the family. They couldn't do it. They try to disengage us with AIDS and put all of those people over in Atlanta. The Center for Disease Control is there, and they give us a polluted city, and it's not working. They paint our family structure. They do it. They rape your women, abused them, took them out of their character, left with them, made them their wives, mistreated them. So everything you see, even poor Queen Elizabeth knows. She does. She knows it all. Even study her living. Got a little bit in her too. You know, go back several generations where she did. So fine. Got a little of that color in too. We all know there's nothing you can do right now. And the enemy are running scared. You want me to tell you why the enemy's running scared? Because they're trying to scare you. Anything it is about fear. So they're scaring you, and they're really scared of you. So they're creating a scare for you because they're scared of you. The power that be, the things that are unveiling, the sources that we have, You mean to tell me all these thousands of people they can't find? All these thousands of people that came up missing, family, dark people, children. Come on now. They don't know. And the police can't find it, FBI. Yeah. Paternal order. Paternal order. Paternal order. Think about that. Paternal order. Paternity. Paternal order. I'm going to end on this. I hope you've been blessed today. Think about this. Now, listen to this. I'm going to break this down real well. I'm a break down FDA. Everybody write that down. FDA. Food and Drug Administration. Y'all ready? I'm breaking it down. Now, isn't it interesting? A lot of stuff haven't been approved by the Food and Drug Administration. All right? Get up. Okay. FDA, Food and Drug Administration. Now, think about this. Now, can I break this down for you? I'm breaking it down for you. Now, think about it. Food. If I can contaminate your food and put all types of things in your food, then I take you from food to drug. So if I contaminate your food, then I got to give you drug, food, and drug. So if I can go in your community, give your kids poison food, cereal, all kinds of things, McDonald's, meat, processed meat, give you artificial lettuce and contaminate your food, I have to give you a drug. They knew that when 2019 was coming in 2020. They knew what they were doing. So that's why they could say pre-existed. So let me finish. Food and drugs. So most people who are on drugs is because of the food that they ate. Look at your daughters. Periods are 7 years old, now 8 years old, nine. Look at the development. Look at male impotence before their ages. Look at women. Most of our women's bodies, cancer, food and drugs. The food and drugs. And guess what? They're giving us the drug, and guess who's supporting it? The administration. Food and Drug Administration. They're administering it. So guess what? They can tell you, we gave you the food. You got to take the shot, the drug, because we're going to administer it. Food and Drug Administration. That's how it works. Food, you ate it, pre-existing condition. You need drugs. Now you're taking it. Now we can give you an administration. We can administer. Oh, yes. FDA didn't approve it yet. They said experiment. United States Congress said we can give them a vaccine. But guess what? They can't sue us. So sign right here on the docket. It's proven. You can't sue us. We can experiment. Why do they call doctors who do what? Practice medicine. Our job is to practice medicine. We have to practice on who? Those who don't understand what they're doing. Integrate them. Bring them among us. Because after all, they separated themselves for us. They have their own. Look at them. We're in Wall Street. We lost everything in 1929. Look at them succeeding. So let's send a lady in so we can destroy their community. Look at 1944. They went and took all our money out of the banks. We were putting our money in these banks, and they took it. Who created the lottery? We did. Who saved the World War I and II? We did. Tuskegee Airmen. We had to go in the air We had to fly planes to protect them from the enemy. Look at what the Japanese said. Look at what Germany said. When they captured them, when they captured the black people in Germany, you know what the German people said? Why are you fighting for them? They don't want you. Look at Vietnam War, PAW. Those men decided they wasn't coming back to America, prisoner of war. They said no. You got to understand, people. Everybody need a prophet in their life. Look at what they said. And then they pulled Agent Orange off. Your family, your husband. Now you got children. They can't. They come back post-traumatic stress. Take care of that family or their wives because they're sleeping in a bed being tormented. Look at what they did over there. They had these monkeys. They didn't tell you. These monkeys over there. Had them monkeys over there. Put that stuff in there. The monkeys went in there and killed up all those people. Gorillas. They went in there and did that. They don't talk about these secret things that they did to those people over there. Look at these men from Vietnam War. Ho Chi Minh did not want to fight America. They wanted what? The drugs. Food and drugs. It was opium. Opium in those countries. That's what it was. That man didn't want a war that never ended. Still today, it never ended. Lives were taken. Come on. Are y'all waking up to the consciousness of what's going on? We clapping our hands. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Do it, Lord. Yeah. No, Lord said, it's in you. You got to do it. I'm giving you the power. I'm giving you the authority now. I'm giving you, it's in you now. You're the anointed one. You're the powerful one. You're the great one. I'm giving you the authority. Stop running from your own victory. You have it in you. I'm giving it. I'm giving you dominion. I'm giving you everything you need to do what you have to do. Yeah. Why are people getting upset with me? Don't get mad at me. I'm helping you. But because if you have self-esteem problem and what you were supposed to do, you didn't do it, and God gave me a mandate to do it, you can't be jealous. Can't be upset. That spirit, coveted, envy, strife, when you start influencing people and changing their lives, then you lie. Then you manipulate. Then you follow people around to see who they want to be with, who they like. Let me tell you something. There's some angels, very powerful. They're ready to war on the behalf of Prophet Matthews. And because the grace that God gives his leader and things he does, he just stands in the gap for people. God, have mercy on this enemy. Elijah said, meet me at Mount Carmel. You have a showdown. Mount Carmel is coming very soon. Some enemies. They're going to be biting themselves, scratching themselves. It's going to be a showdown. An enemy cannot win anything. Queen Elizabeth knows. The Pope in the Vatican knows. They know this. They understand. For many of you, there's a certain Catholic bishop. He's black. Go Google him. There's something brewing. Just want to let you all know. It's good. And it's heavy talk about this Catholic bishop. High ranking. If you just gave, and if you just been brought into the next level of the bishopric. See, even they know that their season has set. They even know. There's a turning point in the earth realm and to God. Everyone knows except us. Isn't that interesting? Every single people knows except us. And we don't even know what we have. We don't even know the power and the impact that we have. You don't even know the geography that you have. You don't even know the depth of what you carry and build and establish. But if you can hide your historicity, you'll follow the Greek mystery and mythology. And even we did that ourselves. You won't be a scientist. You won't be a you won't understand medical. You won't understand the geography, the archaeology. You won't understand zoology. You won't understand the chemical, metaphysics, physics. All you do is understand the words that we gave you from the translation. And you'll run with it. You'll be spiritual people, but you'll run with it. But there's a rising up now. Generations of boys and girls, they don't have an 8-track mind in the iPad generation. They're very brilliant. They are brilliant breed. You got to remember, the last decade was full of those X-Men movies. You remember all the X-Men movies? You saw that? That's that generation that is considered X'd out. They're rising up now. That's why many of our sons need fathers. They need the men. Men have to rise to the occasion. They're looking. I don't take anything away from powerful women, but you can't raise that voice. They need to hear a masculine voice. They need to hear a powerful man who don't have a crook in his hand, don't wear makeup and lipstick on their face, who walk in an integrity, who stand for something, who know how to speak the language of their culture. You're still mommy. Don't get on. You're still mommy. You don't take away from your mommy. Don't get on me. Look at the Boy Scouts. You remember they used to have Boy Scouts? But they were all part of that scouting. Now it's even more public now. They done went all the way to the left now. Everything. Because of what's going on. Gender. We don't want you to know if you're masculine. Gender. We don't want to know if you're feminine. Gender. We don't want you to be masculine or feminine. Gender. And then all of these hurting people, all of these hurting individuals, since I'm so wounded, I might as well create my own gender. I ain't even going to go into that. I'm trying to be nice with the language. It's part of one thing. So, people of God, this week, what you're experiencing, look at the wind. There's something unusual coming. Don't everybody's body feel some type of way? You're like, man, what is this? It's some type of way you feel it. But in the middle of it, it's an excitement. But you're like, man, something is happening. Their own perception. Something's going on. Enemy doesn't know. Something's happening. Be very careful who you let have your ear. Be careful who gets you in the dimensional world. Queen Elizabeth, no. Let's try not to say it. Pope, you know. There's nothing he can do. The Jesuit order, they all know that the 33rd degree alignment of the universe is no longer in the favor of the worshipful master. Nimrod system is out of the dimensional realm. That's why if you understand the word of God from Genesis chapter number 11. It's a scattering. That's all I'm trying to tell you. 2022, light, mastery. Chapter 11, mastery, the scattering of the language. Look at the name. They were trying to build a name in a tower. It's coming down. Hear me, people of God. It's coming. It's crumbling before them, and they know it. The world government, the full world government, is colliding. It's collapsing all around us. They know it. That's why they listen to my blog all the time. That's why they get all this data. That's why they try to figure this mind brain. That's why they send those sounds in my atmosphere, the hissing sounds. I'm like, where in the world is this coming from? See, you know, they got those wave frequencies. They can do it in phone. They can do it in cell towers. They'll present these frequencies. You know how you can be walking. You ever hear that? I know some of you. And then your body go through a certain change. That's what that frequency is. It's a wave frequency sent in the land. But if you take off your shoes and you walk on solid ground, whether it's cold or hot, take your shoes off and watch the magnetic force bring you into balance. They don't tell you that. I'm just throwing that for free for somebody. That's why you understand. And let me show you how real I'm telling you right now. Look at all of the millionaires. They live in the cold climate and going to the hot climate right now because they're walking on the sand. See, your body is connected to a rhythm. So while you're dealing with cold and flu, get on a plane, go to an island, walk on the ground, watch your body line up, watch your body heal, watch your muscles and your joints come back together. Over to Arizona and go in that heat climate. I'm telling you. I'm trying to show you where you at. They know it. You just don't know. Look at the manifested. Look at the dichotomy of the earth. Look at the strategy. Look at the plan. These things. They're not giving you a word, dog. Give you a medicine. That's what they stick up in your nose. They'll mess with the pubic or the inner nose up there. I'm just telling you. Mess with your brain. We all know things. All right, I'm taking up an offer right now. That you didn't say, Father, Master, you ain't taking up an offer. I'm taking up an offer. Taking up an offer. Get your offering tray out. Get your offering pan out. Come on, we're going to take up an offering. You got to raise an offering. We need $7 million in 2 hours to raise the offering. I want you to understand the power that you're carrying. Power in you, in which you have inside you. Don't be shaken by all of this other stuff. Greater is he than you than he did in the world. I gave you the 5 points. I didn't give you the other seven. I gave you the other seven so you understand. And one of them, the zombie spirit is the mummy spirit. Manifesting itself. Yeah. No. No. Where you at? Thank you, God. No is there. No. But yeah. Stay connected. I'm telling you, stuff happening in the land. Yeah. Present day. I'm telling you. You are in a powerful place. Some of you have been through so many different stimuli. You don't want to miss this time. I'm trying to tell you. Believe me. And you know what, Minister Brian, I've been telling people, what did I tell them? What did I tell them? I said, for the last 5 years, you got to get it now. I'm telling you. You're going to get it soon. You got to grab it. I'm telling you. All happening. Like I'm telling you, all coming up. It's transparent. Yeah, tell it. It's as the wind is blowing, it's blowing right in the precipitation. Happening right now. It's It's already in the pattern where it's coming from. And you're watching it unveil itself. People of the Most High. And the Lord. What people thought, the enemy or the devil, God didn't already, God had this thing set. Yeah, but set people in place. And everything set in place. With all the people gunning for a title. And it ain't, and they can't stop a demon. They didn't know what a demon. What's all this stuff? They can't. It can't do nothing. Yeah. Look at the powerful thing. Can't stop what's happening right now. It's transpiring in a way. It's so powerful that we're watching what's coming upon. You will know how greater than your ability or strength can even fathom. You're in a powerful wind, beloved, I'm telling you. In a powerful wind. And nobody's going to stop this wind from blowing. Only thing they're going to do is watch this. Feed it. I'm going to end on this. And I told you. Here's what he said. Acts 19:11. And he wrought special miracle by the hand of Paul, so that from his body would walk unto the sick handkerchief and apron, and the disease departed from them, and the evil spirit went out of them. Then certain of the vagabond. Now, y'all know what vagabond means, right? Vagabond. Certain of the vagabond. Now, listen to this. Vagabond. Them which had vagabond took upon themselves to do what? Call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying. Now, what are they doing? They're going to mess with demons. They went and started messing with demon spirits. I'm telling you, there's some people, they see what you're doing, Apostle Simmons. They see what you're carrying, Mary Peasley. And they call over demons. Go away yet. How can you see that? I want to share it with you. See, what they're doing is they're over on the social media part, watching what we're doing. And they're saying within themselves, I'm going to do exactly what he's doing. So, they call over the demons and use the Most High name. And see, listen to this. The Spirit said, the wise sound I know, Yeshua sound I know, but who are you? We don't know your sound. We don't know your frequency. We don't know nothing about you. Who are you? And guess what happened? Now listen to this. And there were 7 sons, one of Sceva, a Jew Zionist, and chief of priests. See, all of those priests, see what I'm saying? The head priest, all of them, come together. Let me say it one more time. And there were 7 sons of one Sceva, sons of one Sceva, a Jew, one, and chief of priests, all of them came together, which did so. And the evil spirit answered, and said, Yeshua, I know. Paul, I know. Who are you? And the man whom the evil spirit leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them. So they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews, Greek, also dwelling in Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord was magnified. Because they cannot do what we can do. Look at this. Verse number 19. And many of them also which use curious art brought their what? Witchcraft books, voodoo dolls, that heckling sound, that Ouija board, all of the burning, all the sages, all the candles, and brought them and burned them before all the men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. And guess what? They planted a seed of $122. I just missed the revelation. And they planted a seed because they knew that seed, 122, is a code to break a lot of things that's getting ready to hit the universe. And they know it. They know it. So they mightily grew, and the word of God did what? Prevail. The word is going to prevail, thanks to God. It's going to prevail. Leading is going to prevail. Get a call. Hi, Matthew. I'm late. Oh, here we go. I know what they're up to. Hi, Matthew. Yes. I know. Lord, I have a word for you. I do you now. Oh, okay. Well, first, it's been a long time since I talked to you. Oh, yeah, well, Matthew. Yeah. I said, yeah. I said, can I ask you a question? Don't you still owe me some money? Oh, that was a long time ago. I ain't forgot. We're going to handle that too. Oh, no, you're going to handle it right now. Tell people that probably now we ain't playing in this either. Oh, I ain't playing no other people. No. We ain't going any further. We're going to handle that in this season. Because, see, people think you forgot stuff that they mistreated you in. And then you wrong. I know you can look at me with that tone of voice if you want to. But demon spirit and people will not get me in this season. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? I was immature then. I'm more mature now. You ain't gonna pull that one on me. You can get all this oil, all the revelation, and all the power. And what God gave me, how many of you work a job? How many of you got your own business? How many of you work for somebody? You ain't working for free, right? You getting a wage. You getting a wage, right? That's what they call the reward. You're getting a wage, right? You got to pay your bills. You got to take care of your family, right? You got to live. You labor. You work hard. You study the word of God. Okay, now, so don't look at me with that tone of voice there. Then just be quiet and follow me. Hi, Matthew. Well, the Lord, we've been watching you. Yeah, the game returned my phone call. You hear them there? Because you know what? Because people think, because you save, you sanctify, you fill with the oppressive gift of the Holy Ghost, with fire baptized, with evidence because they think you're done. They think you're not going to respond back. They think that you're not going to go back and correct them. They think you're not going to get it, make it right with them. You follow what I'm saying? It's some of the stuff that we went along with for a long time under spirituality. Because we love God, and the Lord said, I know you love him, but you make him correct it, get that thing right with you. See, in this season, Nothing, you cannot allow anything to pass you. Why? Because you're too valuable to the kingdom of God now. Don't second guess yourself. You're too valuable to the kingdom now. That's too much inside you that God has invested in your labor, in your work, in your worth, in who you are for him to be where you are. To release the word and be in meditation and God download thousands of hours of data, all these numbers and signs you don't even know into you and release it to you. To say you gotta handle it now. You're gonna handle the codes. You know, and they pass the case over to the president. But you know, they get a case to Biden. They get a case. Somebody else handling that case. You get that to somebody else. But release to the people, and they're gonna get it. Well. The Lord showed me you in a vision.
Oh, really? Yeah, I'm looking.
And we, okay, who is we? I need to know the we first. Okay, I'm gonna be playing the game. We want to know. And I can be with you, yeah. If we can get you first of the year. Usually do this. Oh, I remember. But I tell you, the first of the year. Yeah, I remember. Oh, yeah, yeah. He wants the Lord to use you. Yeah, he's using me now. I had to be there for you. I just want you to know that. I had to be there. Go ahead. I'm listening. We want to hear what the Lord is there. Yeah. So. I thought to reach out to you.
Oh, sounds good. Amen. Praise God.
So we have a date in mind.
Oh, praise God.
How'd that date sound? Oh, no, not available. Let me get you. Not available. Well, I knew you had a very busy guy. Oh, yeah. Not available. Now, what you can do is you want to go over to Facebook and watch me over on Facebook Tuesday night, 7:30, and invite them to come over. Sunday morning, I release some words and what the Lord will give you. You know, we love for you to come on over there. If you're in the nigga world, come on first, Friday night. You'll get a word. Not. You know when people get deep, right? Yeah, I'm just telling you how to put that. Because when people get deep, now he went from Prophet Matthew to Word Doc. Now he goes to the word Doc. See, you got to, you know, when people know that. Yes, man of God. Well, we got some things scheduled. We going to get back with you. I said, well, no, hold on. We get back with me. I still waiting for my money now. Oh yeah, I called you. Oh yeah, and I called. You think I'm? I'm telling you, I hope this man don't lie. He's supposed to be saved now. I hope he don't lie. Cause I don't want to miss God and lie. So I'm saying, I said, you know what, preacher? I'm gonna do your favor. I want to sow that seed into. Whatever God is doing for your ministry, I want to sow it. Matter of fact, even the interest of it, I want to give blessed. Because see, I don't want that on me. Because see, I want to wait another time. And I said, I'm blessed. I said, matter of fact, do you have like a cash app? Oh, we got give a fact. I said, give me your information. Give me your information. We got. Oh, praise God. Give me your information. You know why? Because I'm sort of seeking to liberate myself and freedom. you have to be the bigger person. Yeah. But, oh, definitely, I'm not going back in the trap door. When you've been trapped one time, why go back again? You can't go back to the same way now. Come on. Come on, people. Anyway, so Queen Elizabeth, she knows. Catholic Church, they know. All of those people on the Congress floor, they know. Insurrection, that was another code. That was another code. Y'all know that's code. Because I already told y'all about what's going to happen. That's what happened. That was another code. So, and that happened on 1-6-2021. Follow what I'm saying. 1-6-2021. I mentioned that on 1, and that was I mentioned that in December, I think 18 or 19. You go back and Google it. They already know the date because they got it marked. And I said after 1-5-2021, it happened on the 6th. So everything is marked. God has it. Like, amen. Amen. And amen. Father, we thank you for this last Tuesday in 2021. Intercessors, prayer warriors, kingdom leaders, those who have been faithful and dedicated to the work, giving of themselves these last 52 weeks of the year. We thank you for it now, God. We honor you now, God. We thank you for the move, God. We thank you for the power and the anointing, Lord. We thank you for the release. We thank you for the breakthrough. We thank you for the strength. I thank you for Evangelist Teasley, Evangelist Alver, and her husband. Thank you for Prophetess Pollard. Thank you, Administrator Rita Bryant. Thank you for those faithful ones. Thank you for the prayer warriors, the mothers of dying. Thank you, God, for them. Thank you for their commitment and dedication to be effective. Strengthen their body, God. Renew them, God. Give them a fresh anointing. Let it fall. Sons and daughters who have been faithful, let it fall, God. Send a fresh anointing over them. In the name of Jesus, send a fresh anointing, God, to fall on them. I bind up this weekly diagnosis of cold, flu symptoms, any atmospheric thing, some chemicals in the air. I bind it up. Send a fresh anointing, God. Let it fall on them, God. Fall on those who have scratchy throats, irritable tongues and lungs. I send a fresh anointing, God. Those that breathe in the chemicals in the airways, in the airspace, send a fresh anointing, God. Let it fall on them, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your hand be upon them, God. Let a fresh anointing fall on them right now. In the name of Jesus, let your glory fall on them, God. Let your strength fall on them, God. In the name of Jesus, let your healing oil fall on them, God. Let a fresh anointing fall on them, God, right now for their vision and their purpose, God, that people told them it would not happen, God. Let a fresh anointing fall on them, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your oil rest upon them, God, in the name of Jesus. Those with joint issues, hip issues, let a fresh anointing fall on them, God. Touch them right now. Strengthen them, God. Let a fresh anointing fall on them, God. Those who are dealing with headaches and flu symptoms, cold symptoms, let a fresh anointing fall on them, God. Those who get irritable bowel syndrome in their stomach, let a fresh anointing fall on them, God. Touch them right now. Touch their heart. Touch their body, God, in the name of Jesus. Let a fresh anointing fall on them, God. Let a fresh anointing fall on the one having ear issues in the inner ear, God. Let a fresh anointing fall on them, God. Touch them right now. Those who are struggling with grief and hurt and anger, let a fresh anointing. I speak to the aches in the bone, the aches in the crevices of the bone, the arthritis of the bone. I can let a fresh anointing fall on them, God. Those who are dealing with low blood issues in their blood extremity. Line them up, Shabbatah. Let it fall on them. Let it fall on them, God, in the name of Jesus. Let a fresh anointing fall on them, God. Let a fresh wind blow on those, God. Move over the bone. Move over the sarcoidosis, God. Move over the lupus, God. Let a fresh anointing Move over the fire road, God. Move over the fire road, Mount Alger, God. Move over, let a fresh anointing fall on them. Let a kidney, touch their kidney, God, in the name of Jesus. Let a fresh anointing fall on them, God. Let a fresh wind fall on them, God, in the name of Jesus. Let a fresh wind move over that arm, God. Move over the bone, God. Move over right now. Let a fresh anointing fall on them, God. Person dealing with the headache, the person dealing with the strep, the strep is dealing with it. Let a fresh anointing fall on them, God. Let a fresh anointing fall on them, God. Let a fresh wind fall on them. Touch them, God. Oh, we're dealing with female issue. Let a fresh anointing fall on them. Let the wind fall on them. In the name of Jesus. Those who are dealing with battle fatigue over the men, touch their body. Let a fresh anointing fall on them, God. In the mouth, shake it out. Let a fresh anointing fall on them, God. Let it blow. Let a fresh anointing fall on them, God. We bind up the witchcraft spirit that was spoken when they called their name out, when people were angry and rage, and they spoke demonic things in the atmosphere. Let a fresh anointing move over the bosa, kamanadiyanda, ibadanabasa, koshkadanamando, rukota, kamanidiyoseke, ibanda, dushkadanamase. Let a fresh anointing fall on them, God. Let the wind blow on them, God. Let it blow on those lungs and those esophagus in the nostrils. Hida, sadaba, hoka, yinemiyosata, shabakadenoso. Let a fresh anointing move over their bowel system, their immune system. Romandanabasi, ita, moshakadabanso. Let a fresh anointing fall on them, Father. Heta, heta, shobaramada. Move over the head. Move over the nerve. Move over the lungs. Move over the central nervous system. Move over the cerebellum. Move over the cerebrum. Move over the sensory thing. Kadanda. Shuba the Baha. Move over. Let a fresh anointing fall on them. Let a fresh anointing. Fresh wind, I say. Fall on them now. In the name of Jesus. I type that sword. Not forsaken. Let a fresh anointing. All on them now. The children, God, on their loved ones, bind up the death, Sakati, the death spirit, Shanama. Paul, the wind blow, move the spirit out of the box, Satakako, move into the mind, you see. Now, Shakato, Hopa, in the name of Jesus, let a fresh anointing fall on them. They will not be sick. They will not have infirmity. No disease should come nigh them. Let a fresh anointing fall on them. Let a fragrance side top. The fragrance going through somebody's house right now. You're going to smell that fragrance right now. There's a smooth, smelly Savior moving into your side. Ooh, shame. Fresh anointing fall on them. Sitting in that car right now, the wind blowing over you right now, right over your shoulder, the angel right there, right over there, right there. Ooh, shit. Fresh anointing, fall on you now. Name of Jesus. Yes, so. Yes, so. That person who got that text message, don't worry, God, just moved over right now. The word of God, he moved over that issue right now. Fresh anointing, God did it right now. He's moved over instantaneously. It ain't no tomorrow. It's happened just instantly. That's the spirit of the Lord God. Fresh anointing, falling on you. Oh, glory to God. Hey, healing right now. Fresh anointing, fall. Healing, ushering and blowing on you right now. In the name of Jesus, it is so. Oh, glory. It is so. A person who just got those chills. I picked up your chill. And like something hit your body. Like a quickening in your spirit. Fresh anointing, Paul. Fall on him, God. And see his God. Feel it, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God is touching somebody's knee right now. Your knee. Your knee. Cartilage is being healed. right now. The cartilage in the knee is being healed right now. A anointing fall on that person. And in the future, a anointing fall now. In the name of Jesus. Person been dealing with the gallstone, that bladder issue. Anointing fall. In the name of Jesus. That person had that chest area tightness. That's anointing fall. Feel the warm sensation. Na-na-na-ma. Going down your chest, opening up your passage. Ka-da. Christ anointing fall on that chest. And up the path. Loose the tightness around the chest. Loose it. Unravel. Unravel. Ooh, the glory of God. There it is right there. You feel that. Did you feel that? You felt that thing there. Christ anointing fall. Fall. In the name of the Lord. That tension just fell off that head. Get you right over your head. You just lift it. Fresh anointing. Fall. Fall on them now. In the name of Jesus. I'm feeling something in my back. In my back. L1, L2, L3, L4. Touch that body right now. Fresh anointing fall. Like a piercing needle. Fresh anointing fall over them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, God. Thank you for it, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 Fresh wind. Blow fresh wind. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for it in advance, Father. We bless you for it in a man. We honor you in a man. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That scar tissue. Move over there. Move over them now. In Jesus' name. Glory. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, something just lift off to somebody. Sitting in that chest there, just lift it. Lift it. Thank you, God. Fresh wind blow. We are now in the name of Jesus. It is so. It is so. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Fresh anointing fall. It is so. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Ooh, somebody in their neck. That neck is tight. God, just unravel the tightness in the neck. Thank you, God, in the neck area. That shoulder, I'm rubbing it. I'm rubbing my neck. I'm rubbing my neck. I'm rubbing my shoulder by my neck right there. That tension just left. That tension. Ooh, good God, somebody. Look at that woman of God. That depression just fell off of you. Ooh, look at that. That just lifted off of you right there. Pressure on you, fall on you. That thing lifts on you. You know, you all week. Yeah. Breaking it off. In the name of the Lord Jesus. It is so. To the glory of God. That's the glory of God. The glory of God. On your life right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Fresh anointing. Fresh wind. Fall on them now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, my God, I'm sick. Thank you right now. I don't know who this person is, but I want you to hear that person will not die. I'm telling you, God just sent the angel right here. And said, I'm going to save them. Ooh, I should know anything fall. I'm binding up that death spirit. I'm binding them now. Oh, shot. Medabosha. And you know why? Because they were ready to go. But God said, because you petitioned me. Fresh anointing fall. Fresh anointing fall. In the Lord. In the Lord. Touch today. Fresh anointing fall. Fall. Yes, fresh anointing fall. Loose it. There's several of you. You need to call them family members up. Get it right before this. Get it right before the new year. Yep, I'm talking to you. Yep. Don't worry about what you didn't do. Just get it right. Fresh anointing fall. That'll be you. Just get it right. You don't worry about number. You don't worry about what it is. You make it right. Fresh anointing fall. Oh, now let's bring it fall. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. Thank you right now, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. It is so. It is so, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. It is so. Question of the day. Now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It is so. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus. Children, pray that your stripes be on you. In Jesus' mighty name. The diabetes. It's a type 1 diabetes right now. Speak to it right now. The name of Jesus, your glucose level, your sugar, your red cell count. Oh, yes, it is. Glucose level, your blood count. Oh, shot. Look at that. Right in where you at right now. I'm looking at blood going right down. Look at those cells moving in your body right now. I'm looking at those cells going into the body right now. Those cells, your blood count is being regular. Your respiratory system. Do it, God, right now. Do it, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, right now. For that person now, in the name of the Lord. God is doing a miracle right now. He's doing a miracle right now. Right now. You getting a miracle right now. You feel like something is going through your body right as I'm talking. There's an angel going right through your body. There's a blood flow right through the. It's flourishing. Your blood is flourishing. It's flowing. Ooh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. I'm doing it for my people. I'm doing it for my people. Oosha. If my people shall call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then they will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin. I will heal their land. There's a miracle happening right there. It is right now. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for doing it right now. Thank you for doing it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hey, glory. Thank you, God, for doing it. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And this is for you, this particular person. I heard the word of the Lord God. The Lord said, who report are you going to believe? As an angel right by you right now, who report are you going to believe? It's just for you. There's an angel standing right over you. It's like a giant image. Who report are you going to believe? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Woo. the word, he said, is there nothing, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Of course not. Take your time. Get you right now. Keep doing it for them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, hallelujah. Now, this is a person. I want you to hear this. This is something that's been going on in your life. The Lord just took me to a casket. I'm like, where a casket is at? And it's like a casket, and I'm seeing a casket, and I'm seeing the pattern on a casket. And this is a casket with a pattern, like the pad on the casket. You know, they put a body in the casket, but I'm talking about the pad on the casket. And under that padding is like a blackness, all dark, a dark stuff. And I don't know if somebody, and it, yes, it is, yes, God, yes, so he holds me, yes, yes. Tell them somebody took your garments and your clothes and put it under the casket. And when they put the dead person body in it, it was supposed to be the effect of your life. Ah, oh, amande, robasiata, supposed to cause you problems in your life. Ooh, and because I could see the bone of this person in the casket, those bones. And you can see the casket already in the ground. The bones are on the garment of those clothes now. And the things you're dealing with, it's a spell. I'm looking at a spell. It was a spell cast. It was like a lock cast. Pushanda. Kekananamando Huti. Oh, glory. I speak of a demonic spell come against the strong man. Bind, rebuke, and denounce, that spirit. Uproot the hosiery of the spirit. Usha. I uproot the solution of the spirit. The name of the Lord. I drive that spirit out. Name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. Command it into the dry place never to return again. And the soulless man. Soulless man. Do say it. Soulless man. Talk about soulless man. 40 over. In the name of the Lord. It is so. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. I'm doing it for us. Hey. Doing it for us today. Ooh, glory. Thank you, Father. Doing it now for us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. To several people that have not been able to sleep properly. Sleep properly. You shall be able to sleep. It is God. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you for it now. Thank you for it now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. It is God. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. I see this little baby. I
This is a little baby in front of me. There's somebody that have a baby. It's a little baby. I know she's a grandbaby. It's a precious little baby. And it's a beautiful little baby. God hand is on this little baby life. And precious in the sight of God. Oh, this is a beautiful little baby. God hand is on this. They're gonna bless the world. They're gonna be a blessing to me. I'm gonna use them in their lifetime. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh my God, thank you, Lord Jesus. And the name of the Lord is the Jesus. Not even in itself. In itself. And it shall be. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All the glory of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord gave me the scripture here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus. Bless you, God. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Bless you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. It is so. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It is in here, Lord. You got it. The Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's Lord Jesus, the power of God in you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. It is so. It is so. Great wind is blowing. Great wind is blowing. Great power has been released today. It has been launched in your life today. Thank God. Got it. Oh, you've done it today. You've done it to me on this day. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I knew he was right here, God. This is the Holy Ghost. He took me right here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He gave me that. He said, go here. This is what the Holy Ghost gave me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. This is what he gave me. Numbers. Exodus 24. And the Lord bless thee and keep thee. And the Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they should put thy name upon the children of Israel. And I will bless them. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And I'm going to end right there. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. The Lord gave me for the people. Number 6 and 24. Inside. Woo. 26. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. and it is so. Glory to God. All right, saints of God, if you've been blessed, just praise the Lord. Don't just give God the praise. Ready yet? Just praise God. Praise his holy name. Oh, Jesus. Do you feel that, Sister Marjorie from California? A fresh anointing. Oh, good God Almighty. A wind blowing. Do you feel that?
Amen, Father. I feel it. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Did you feel that?
I feel it, Pastor.
D.M. Richard Smith. Glory to God. Did you feel that, Pastor Gainey? That we in that blue. Uriata. Glory to my shaking. The Lord has done it for us now. Oh, glory. If so, in Jesus' name, only so. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for doing it. All right. Anybody have something the Lord released to them, released to us? The opportunity to do that. It starts it on your phone. Goodness. Come here, blog side, and what? Amen. Ooh. Powerful. That's a powerful peace in the land. Peace that passes all understanding. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. If something happened and you felt the healing of God, you felt that presence of what I was sharing, that you want to share with us what happened. It starts to, it's something you want to share with us. I mean, don't delay. Come quickly. And you saw. Ask the Lord. Hallelujah. Star 6 on your phone.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Evangelist Peace, we bless you on today, Prophet.
Bless you, woman of God.
Glory be to God. Such an awesome time in the Lord. Hallelujah. We ate so much today. Hallelujah. I heard the Lord say, stay at the well, draw from the well, and you will do well. And that's what I heard from the Lord on today. Stay at the well, draw from the well. Well, and you will do well. And I receive that.
Amen. That is well in all of us. And
yes.
The woman that's well, to eat at the well, draw from the well, and receive from the well. You stay at that place where the well is at, saints. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Next person. Come on in. Hallelujah. Bless you.
Good evening.
Good evening. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Yes, ma'am. All right. Whenever you're ready, anybody else? Glory to God.
Good evening.
Yes, ma'am. Come on. All right. Who's next? You want to keep moving?
No.
Yes, ma'am. Come on. Hello for a minute. Hello, 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 hello. Come on in, hello.
Hello.
Okay, you said it again. Go ahead, speak hello.
Okay. Yeah, hello. I'm singing in just to get direction from the Lord.
Woman of God,
I'm going to say this one word. This atmosphere was conducive for you to pick up any direction you needed. It was so set, so solid. Tell me what you picked up. Tell me what you got. Share with me now. What did you feel from where you are?
I just felt the power of the Lord. I was cooking, and the power of the Lord was just all over me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You have the answer right there.
Yes.
You got your answer right there. He's right there speaking to you.
Oh, you
have it. It's so strong around you right now. You can share. You can release to us because it's on.
Hallelujah.
Over 2022, the pews will outmaster the pulpit. It's in you. You're going to be releasing the word to us. You're going to be releasing the word to us. Your dependency has shifted. So the world is in you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you,
it is so.
Thank you, Jesus.
It is so. Thank you, God. We're drawing from your strength. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Ah, glory.
It is so.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Ah,
glory to God.
Now, you want me to tell you what you just spoke in terms? You just said, you my source in the soulish realm and the glory of you that you kept turning looking. That was an angel right there.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Shining in my soul. Shining in my soul. Showing me. Show me. Show me. Show me.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Show me in my soul. Show me in my soul. There it is.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
There it is. You're feeling it right there. There it is.
Yes.
There it is. So.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you on today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I receive it, Lord.
Amen. 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 Yeah. Your body was just healed, man.
I receive it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Your body was just healed.
Yes.
You just got your healing.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Whatever you were dealing with your blood pressure. And your glucose level is just here.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. God bless you. Who's next?
Hello, Prophet. God bless you. God bless you. God bless everybody
you
on the line. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Prophet, if I was just sitting here, I just thank God for you going forth. Literally, it felt like fire just going all through my body. I felt a fresh wind blowing. Hallelujah. I couldn't even contain myself. And I just want to thank God, hallelujah, for the strong prophetic wind that's blowing. Now, God said, the strong prophetic wind is blowing now. He said, people better catch it now. It is sweeping across the land now. Hallelujah. And I, again, I just thank and praise God for the fresh wind that is blowing. Hallelujah. And Prophet, may I release this word to the interpretation to the young woman, the woman of God who was on the line before I came on?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. Amen.
Amen. The Lord, hallelujah, is putting a new song in your heart, and he said that there are melodies in your soul, and he's giving you a fresh new song for this season, hallelujah, and the Lord is going to just continue to allow you to sing, hallelujah, new melodies in your spirit and in your soul. He is doing a refreshing. He is downloading new things in your spirit, and that's what I heard the interpretation as you were speaking.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. So, again, I just want to thank and praise
thank
God.
Thank you, woman
for
this God.
Season. Yes.
That's
hallelujah.
Tapping in. That's tapping into the spirit realm, tapping into the gift, tapping into the translation.
Yeah.
Interpretation. Not even interpreting. The gift of interpretation power. Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank you.
Amen, Prophet. Amen, Prophet. And I just want to add to that, the Lord is giving me several gifts. And I'm just so thankful and glad, again, for the stirring up of the prophetic. He's giving me that gift. I know one for sure. And I just thank God, again, for the stirring up of the prophetic. I just appreciate your teaching and all the revelation. And this has truly just really just shifted my life, and I just want to thank God again for you and all the teachings, again, for all the kingdom leaders. And again, I'm just so grateful and thankful for the stirring. So God bless you and everyone. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for speaking without having to drop that spirit. Thank you. Amen. All right. Who's next?
Good evening. Lord, God bless you, Prophet. Bless you. Thank you for that holy word. Oh, awesome. God bless everyone on the line. When you were saying about the rebuilding the cartridge in the knee, that was me. Mm-hmm. Because they told me back in 2015 that I needed a knee replacement, and they showed me the x-ray on my knee. I have a lot of rheumatoid arthritis that was caked up, you know, on my knee. And they was like, oh, this is what we're going to do to you. And I was like, no, Lord, I'm just believing for a natural healing, that you're going to rebuild the cartilage in my knee. I won't have to have no knee replacement. And that just as you were saying that, I was like, oh, my God, he's coming at me. I'm like, that's my knee. I'm praying for, I don't have to have no knee replacement, that God, you're going to do everything supernaturally, because I have had surgeries on my body and, you know, it has not healed properly. So I said, I don't want no more surgeries. I just want you, God, to, you know, just heal my knee. So I just believe, you know, my knee is healed by Jesus' stripes. I'm totally healed in every area and every aspect of my life. And
tell me, what was, did you feel it? Did you feel anything? Tell me, did you feel anything?
Yes.
Tell me what you were feeling.
I want to know.
Tell me what you were feeling.
Well, I was feeling it popping,
please,
you know, like the popping sound. And I said, it's healed. I said, I know it's healed. I know it's healed, you know, like tingling. So I said, Lord, thank you for healing my knee. It is healed. It is healed. It is healed. It is healed. I said, thank you, Lord, for the victory. Hallelujah.
God is good.
Yes, 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 yes.
Can you move it around? Do you feel anything?
Oh, yeah.
Moving around?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I just feel, you know, like, I feel like, you know, like the popping sound, like, you know how your knee is lining back up? I'm feeling that. Like,
sure,
you know how it's lining back up?
Yeah, so I feel that as I move it. It's clenching, but I just feel it, you know.
Oh,
good. Yes. I said, thank you, God, for the healing. Yes. Yes,
thank
I have been
for
praying
healing.
For that. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for doing the Holy Spirit.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the victory.
Amen.
Victory.
Yes.
Victory. Victory.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you for the victory.
Glory.
Thank you for
glory.
The healing, Almighty
Lord.
God. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory be unto God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yes, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the victory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God. Yes, God. You be glorified, Almighty God. You be glorified. You be glorified, Almighty God. You be glorified. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you for the victories. Thank you for the victories, Almighty God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Oh,
God.
Who's next there? What, somebody else got something happening. Who's next there?
Yes.
What's come on.
Can you hear me?
Somebody else.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Come on.
Can you
hear me? Yes.
You hear me? Praise God.
Yes.
How you doing?
Yes, we hear you. Come on. Come on.
Glory.
what's happening over in your house, woman of God?
A lot. Hold on. I feel a lot.
You may, we can't give it all. Tell us what did you say?
No.
What did the Lord do? Tell us what happened.
When you started with, I think the pressure, the high blood pressure, about the curse in the casket. I just
the spell in the casket.
Yeah, when you said that, I thought about the lady that was next door, but she passed on now. And I said, wow. So that's when it's like the Holy Ghost hit more. And then after that, he said something about a child. I think God is talking about my great-grandchild. I said, wow, God.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
The more you kept
What's going on with your great-grandchild? Tell me. Tell me what's going on.
Oh, it's just that my grandson, when he was a baby, I had him for 5 years of his life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all. And when you spoke it, I just thought of her. Oh, God. I don't see her. I haven't seen her. I don't know her yet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know her. But I know the connection I have with him. Oh. And the more you prayed, the more you prayed, and the more you could hit things, it's like God is. Because I'm one, the enemy is trying to get me to pull away. I'm just gonna be honest, but I feel God is saying, "No, I'm connected, and I didn't know it like this. I didn't see it. I couldn't. Yeah, go ahead. I couldn't see it. I was like, what is this? So,
amen." So what you're saying is God broke some things in your house and revealed some things to you. He took you back and he showed you some experiences and he closed those things down and gave you healing and peace.
Yeah, I feel free from, I feel free. So I'm free, the Holy Ghost all over me. I feel it, all over the place.
So you won't have a drawback spirit because you kept saying you're going back. You feel you're going back. You don't have to have the... You don't have to have a drawback spirit. Amen. Bless you, Angela. Thank you, God.
Thank you. Thank
that's
God for you.
Amen. That's all right.
Amen.
We can all laugh at the enemy. But word, we can't do it now. Amen. All right. Someone else. What is God?
Good evening.
What is the Lord? What did the Lord do? Yes, ma'am.
I was laying down listening to you speak, and some tension was coming on my forehead. And the minute you spoke against it, it lifted clean off.
Amen.
Just lift it off.
And how your head feeling now? How you feeling now?
How are you feeling? Nothing at all.
You don't feel nothing?
No pain at all.
Hallelujah.
Nothing. It just, I feel like it's lifted off. It had lifted clean off. And I felt the wind just was blowing on the right side of my face, on the right side of my face.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Good God Almighty. Bless the Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Bless the Lord. We bless God. We bless the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Bless you. Bless you on today. For Shemina. Anyone else? What did the Lord show? What has the Lord done? Anyone else want to say something?
Hi, Pastor Laura. This is Tasha. This is Tasha from California.
Yes.
Bless you all.
Yes,
as you were speaking, I was just telling Tamika earlier, I'm like, I'm in so much pain. I just flew back in from Vegas, and that plane ride, then it took me under. I just had a headache, sore throat, body ache. It's just all I can hear God say, be still, while I'm laying here. And the pain that was in my leg, my back, gone, you know. And I was already on the fence with, you know, getting vaccinated because I don't want to. But trusting in the Lord, you know, carry you. And I just want to share that. I just, all I'm hearing is saying, Tasha, be still. Be still. And
yes,
I just bless you. Right now, I mean, I had a rough night.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to...
When I was praying, I almost said that in my mouth. The guy was there. Somebody was on a flight, and it just, the Lord just put that in my spirit, and I didn't say it out of my mouth. And it's like, Lord, you were so right when she said it. It's like the person that was in a plane, on a plane, I'm doing it now. So God is doing that in you. What did you feel? Tell me what you feel. Tell me what was going on. What was you feeling? What got into your body? What came over you?
I just felt like I'm laying in bed, and I just felt like a breeze or something, and it just... The pain went away. You know, I just, I can't say it's hard to explain, but I know, you know, I felt it, you know. It's just a breeze in my room. You know, it's my war room, so that's where I'm laying, and I just felt like a breeze.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We bless the Lord for the angel that have identified your need. An angel that has identified your need. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank
you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
So much better. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, bless you on today. Thank you. Who's next? Somebody, who's next? Glory to God. Amen. Believe in God. Thank you, the Lord, for the miracle. And in God. Thank you, the Lord, for God breaking it. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. The answering the petition of the people. Jesus, mighty man. It is so. It is so. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God for the opportunity to hear the praise report that God is doing in his people. What God is doing. Anybody else? Anyone else? Hallelujah. Amen. All right. We thank God today for the Spirit of the Lord God. We thank God for the supernatural presence of God's hand moving over the face of God. Thank you, the Lord. For those who are blessed,
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. The Encounter with Wisdom. The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom. The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated. The Encounter with Wisdom. The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreU.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreU.org.
That's WeRestoreU, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreU.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
Man, thank God, bless you all. God, thank you for showing me that. Thank you for connecting with us today and service. It's an honor to have so many from around the world to join us on this day and to be blessed by the experience of God's healing on your life. And we will continue to lift you up and pray for you when you and you are today. If you are in our city on Friday evening, join us at 9:30 in our sanctuary. We're going to have our New Year's Eve service. There are many services that are counseling this service, so we will be there. We will, and we understand the social distancing and protecting the health and the well-being of God's people as well. We invite you to come and be in our presence. Preceding our service, we start at 9:30. We're going to be worshiping, praise, prayer worship. 10 o'clock, we're just going to have 30 minutes of sharing testimonial time, limiting the people to a short window. We're not going to have all day. And I'll be dealing with testimonial time, so we won't stay in that protocol. And then we're going to minister to all the people that will come that night. We'll give them a word from the Lord. We're going to speak prophetically over their lives, what God has given us for the people of God. So if you have your phone, your cell phone, please bring that. So we're not going to stop out there and say, what did the Lord say? What did he give us? You have a recording of it yourself personally. It'll be on your personal. So enjoy. dinner, and then after that, we're going to have breakfast. The meals at our ministry, we're going to be serving breakfast to those that are there who desire to join us in fellowship. It's going to be a blessing. It's going to be a blessing, and we appreciate you all so much. I tell you, 2021, this year, I thank the Lord for all that he has done, all that he will do, and all that he continues to do. Giving God all the praise, the glory, envy, and honor, Lord, for who you are to us, and us in prayer. So we bless God on today. Praise God. We thank you once again, Lord, for joining us on this last Wednesday in 2021. I'm telling you, take the word that we shared today. Listen to it. Receive it. Hear what God is saying to you, you concerning this word and the Lord. Direction from the Lord. Understanding from the Lord. The power of his name on you from the Lord. We are excited today for God, for what God is doing. And then those of you who understand the $122 seed, the harvest seed is called the harvest seed. The $122 harvest seed, you can sell that today. And we're believing God for that harvest season in this time, the $122 harvest seed. Amen. The genius in the oneness to bring creation for the manifestation of his grace on our life. Bless the Lord today. If you want to be a blessing, I'll say to you, then go to Facebook and then go over to We Restore You, the letter U at yahoo.com. That's Zell. We Restore You at yahoo.com. That could be a Zell, and you can send it to you. You can do it also on Cash App. Cash the app. Money sign R F E I M R F P I M. Be a blessing. Also, you can go out to our website at We Restore You. That's the website. We Restore You. ORG. Click on the upper right hand corner, and it'll show you our ministry, our website, and where you can just go. Into the work, into the good ground. It will bless your life. Amen. I bless you in the Lord on today. Blessing the faith of God. All right, thank you, the leaders and men and women of God all over. They have continued to stand with us and lead God. We thank you on today. Coming in doors. We look forward. We believe God for what he is doing in your life. All right. Have a wonderful day. So, any final words? Tomorrow morning, I join Evangelist Selma Sidney and Maya and me. Yours truly. Tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. in the Central, 6 a.m. Eastern, and 3 a.m. in the West Coast. We got other leaders that will be ministering the Word of God on that Zoom tonight. Tamika that will be ministering Zoom on tonight. Join them in that Zoom room as the Word of the Lord come alive. We thank God for our leadership. We have the leadership moment we have to do. We bless the Lord for you as well. Thank you, God. We bless God for you. You are today. I tell you, I've been having an awesome week sharing the Word of God in this drive-by with the prophet. Just drop it in. Share some nuggets with you. I usually do it in the late evening sometimes, late in the evening. So sometimes people have been able to get a quick word from the Lord. So expect something from me. We're going to continue in the vein all the way up until the end of the week. So we bless you a lot for you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you for coming up, partners. Thank you, virtual members. We thank you for the new virtual members that joined us. We thank you for those who gave their life to the Lord yesterday. We had an awesome delivery service on the blog, on the Facebook. sick last night. It's just a powerful time in the Lord. I tell you, I'm telling you, when your prayer requests become your praise report, man, that's something powerful. We talked about prayer. Go over there and listen. Let it bless you. All right, thank you, God. Continue to meet men and women of God all over the place. May the Lord continue to bless you richly. Is my prayer for you on today. Administrator Lisa Bryan, are there any final words over there, woman of God, for us? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. All right. We thank you. Now, I think somebody wanted to say something. I was moving so fast, so I don't want to miss you. So you can say, Pastor Matthew, you miss me. I don't want to miss you. Now, if you got, you want to say something, while the oil is fresh in your lungs, it starts it and comes in right now.
Hi, Prophet.
Right
now. Hi, Prophet.
Hello. God bless you. Say it again. God bless you.
This is Zizi.
Zizi, bless you.
Can you hear me?
Today. Yes, we can hear you real good.
Okay. I just wanted to thank you because you have, like, really blessed me and my siblings. You know, it's like the words that come out of your mouth is like gold, and we really appreciate that. And me being a young adult, like, listening to you is, like, it's just amazing. Like, I enjoy every bit of it, and I just want to say thank you, and I love you.
Amen. I love you too. Thank you so much. We bless the Lord for you on today as well. And yes, Lucy is the one that sailed through. She had the beard oil. She said the beard oil. And I tell you, I use that beard oil. And some of y'all see me on Facebook Live. That's what I use for my face. A little bit on my hair as well too. We bless the Lord for her business. And you can go over there and purchase that beard oil. I'm telling you, some good stuff. Hallelujah. She's selling it, and I'm telling you, it's got great fragrance. It has three different fragrances. One of my elder Hunter, I gave him one, and he wears it, and he likes it. He likes it. So we thank God for you. We thank God for your support of the ministry as well, and we are excited for what God is doing for you and your little one over there. Amen. You can hear him in the background. So we bless the Lord for you all there and all of the great things that the Lord is doing for his people. I am grateful. I am grateful for what God is doing for you. We see all today. Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless you and the family. Even in the time when you lost your mom, we're just blessing God. Thank you, God, that he's your strength right now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Tell them how they can reach out to you. Tell the people how they can reach you. Tell them how they can get that oil. I mean, what do you have to do to get that?
Okay, so right now I do not have a Facebook. I'm working on it, but I do have an Instagram. My Instagram name is Bless His Beard. So if you reach out to me via message or follow and then message, you'll get in contact with me that way.
All right. Bless His Beard. You over there? Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Great stuff. Great stuff. We have to promote our own. This 2022 year, man. I think he's never seen before. Amen. Something got happening right now, Pastor Simmons gave me a praise report. I'm telling you, people just walking up blessing. I'm telling you, God, that's how they gonna do. They just gonna walk up. They don't even know why they're blessing you, and they gotta bless you. They don't know why they're standing. I don't know. God told me to do it. I gotta be obedient. I gotta soul. I gotta release. Amen. We're coming into the first fruit. First fruit time. Hallelujah. This stuff is working. I'm telling you. If you just understand the power of what's in your mouth, the power of what's coming from the pew, the power of where you can maybe operate in, the things that God is allowing you to tap into. It'll be very powerful. Amen. So we just bless God on today. for all that he is doing for you, you, and you on this day. Amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord for the things of God. All right, people of God, great kingdom leader. I am excited about it. The Lord is dropping it on us. Amen. All right. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. My prayer goes to the intercessors. You were free today. You got a chance to enjoy. You didn't have to work your vocal cords. And you were able to just enjoy the presence of God and allow his will to be released. So we thank God, our intercessors and our prayer warriors on today. Those reading the scripture, we bless the Lord for you, you, and you on this day. And the Spirit of the Lord God had his way on this conference line today. My
God bless you, Prophet. It was awesome, this Sister Albert.
Yes,
God bless
yes.
you. Awesome, Prophet. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Amen. Bless you. Bless you as well, King. Thank you all as well. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to the week. Amen. What God has for us.
Amen.
All right, folks, you all, thank you so much. Congratulations again. Give your love to your husband for us. Amen. We're excited about his great, beautiful spirited man. I tell you, thank God. He gave you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We got a jewel, and you have a he. You have a jewel, and he have a diamond.
Hallelujah.
All right, people of God, be blessed on today. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord, and continue to stay in that place of victory and know that God will shut me down. We'll talk to you soon. Shalom and your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless everybody.
God bless you, Prophet. Shalom.
God bless you too.